Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Cattle futures were stronger today, especially in the front end. January feeder cattle up $1.67 at 131.62, with the high earlier of 131.90. Now, looking at the chart, that's the highest levels since the end of August. So really strong here. And we're about $8 above the 50-day moving average, and we're winding down to the last month or so. That contract will expire January 27th. But it's on the highs here and rallied really almost straight up since the middle part of August. Live cattle today were up $1.02 in December at 115.97. The average weighted average was about 115.50 on the Fed Cattle Exchange today, and about 4,500 head changed hands there. So the cash trade is going to be, it looks like it's going to be a little bit stronger this week. Box beef also higher today, extremely strong, over $200. So it shows that there's really good movement here in the box beef market at 201 in the choice. So overall, the market is pretty strong as we wrap up the year here at the end of in the month of December in 2016. And looking at the pork complex here, lean hogs have rallied a lot since October. They're about 65. That's about a $16 or $17 rally off of the October lows. And much like the live cattle, it's above the moving average in the highs since the summertime. So overall, beef and pork both pretty strong.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
The grain futures market today erased yesterday's really strong gains. Corn ended up the day down 6 to 6.5 cents. The soybeans were 7 to 8 cents lower, and then wheat 5 to 7 lower in Chicago, and then 8 to 9.5 lower in the Kansas City. Now, that puts Kansas City July on the lows today at 432, down 9.25 cents. There was some hope yesterday that the market would rally with the beans up 25 and the wheat's up about 10, that we'd have some follower through today, but then we erased it here. And so that's going to bring back some more negative action here for more negative sentiment, as we could not go through the moving average, which is about 445 in July. So that resistance that it met today is pretty it kind of beats down the bull camp here. The U.S. dollar today is up 22 at 103.23 currently in March, so it continues to rally. The export market up to this point has been extremely strong, especially in the soybeans, but as the world markets switch buying to South American corn and soybeans, that could put a damper on the United States, especially along with what the U.S. dollar has done increasing. Crude oil today is up 16 cents, 57.09, that's D17. Natural gas here is trying to rally up about 20 cents in January, which expired today. February is up 10 at 386.5. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.